Jason and Nick, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane. It's great to be back.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
We're going to talk about the Manifest Drawing Center Studio, which is a vibrant and special part of the offerings of Manifest Gallery. And I think we might begin by talking about just what the Drawing Center is. Will you tell us something about it, Jason?
Sure, I'm happy to. The Drawing Center was actually our first public program held at Manifest. It was started in 2004, before the gallery itself was even open. And when we founded the organization, we thought of two halves to the whole. One half being of presentation and sharing with the public, the other half being process and teaching the public. And so the Drawing Center started out and has continued to be this vibrant place where we teach people how to be better artists.
Well, you're currently artist-in-residence for Manifest, Nick, and what's your role at the center?
My role is multi-form. I'm a student there. I'm a teacher there. And I also kind of run some of the open figure drawing sessions that we have. So much like the artist in residency has many different arenas where I do many different things in terms of working in the studio and working with the gallery and helping to jury shows at the Drawing Center, I also have a few different roles.
Well, Jason, when we first talked about this interview, you spoke about the strong culture of the center and how it's part of the Manifest family, so to speak, and Manifest history. And would you talk a little bit about that aspect?
The Drawing Center has evolved this culture almost accidentally. It seems to have just occurred from the circumstances of people having a shared interest in wanting to draw better and to pursue especially life drawing, but not only life drawing, in a context that they share the learning process, but they're not necessarily always being taught. This is coming from our open figure sessions and our other open life drawing sessions. So we've seen people coming together, high school students, professors, college students, retired professionals, people like Nick from out of town who join us for a year as a resident, all joining together in the pursuit of drawing excellence, all of them being at different levels of skill and development. And these people have developed bonds over the years, and we've watched that happen and are extremely pleased with the fact that it's a side effect of this creative organization in our community.
And it really surprised you.
Yes, it did. It's been an outgrowth of this enthusiasm for creativity, and we didn't plan it that way.
Nick, how does your experience with the center tie in with those ideas?
The idea first of it being a surprise is surprising to me because it's just such a strong environment and the culture there is incredible. Even back in the Northeast in Massachusetts, where I come from, there's no center that I've found quite as up to the caliber of the Drawing Center and Manifest as a gallery. The facility is top-notch. We have these great windows which bring in this lovely daylight. We have wonderful lighting also inside for both the artists and for the figures. The walls are dressed with drawings and paintings of the artists. There's casts and sculptures and skeletons that remind you of an abandoned storeroom in an art museum or something like that. When you go in, you feel at home as an artist, and I think Jason kind of wanted that. It doesn't feel like you go in and you draw for a couple of hours and then you leave. You really feel the essence of either when you walk in as a student, you're ready to draw. If you walk in as a teacher, you're ready to teach drawing. And I'm lucky to be both of those things when I go to the place.
Everybody is a student and a teacher. When we've set up this space, I've carried over my philosophy as a teacher in the classroom to the Drawing Center in that I've always believed that the space that we're working in and that we're teaching in itself can teach the students. And Nick is describing the atmosphere that the space, the facility, the equipment that we've put there actually inspires and teaches.
I'd like to know more about specific programs and courses. What can you tell us about the range of offerings, Jason?
Well, there are maybe three categories of offerings. There's the open life drawing sessions where the valuable resource and the rare resource of a nude live model in an environment of safety and professionalism is hard for individual artists to arrange for themselves. So Manifest arranges this for people, and that's where a lot of folks in this culture come together to learn how to draw the figure. after the old masters, Leonardo, Michelangelo, and so on. The open life drawing is about 400 hours a year of access to the live model. And it has a lot of different kinds of programs where people can enroll in one night, or they can enroll for the whole year. So that's an advantage to the creative individual that wants to practice the figure drawing. We also have one-time or special workshops by visiting artists. We just did one with Pablo Garcia, who is a professor at the Art Institute of Chicago, who came and did a one-day workshop on the Neo Lucida, because he's developed this device after the old master's device that helps them see and translate reality onto paper. That was very popular. It was actually filled to capacity. So that's another example of a type of program that we have. And then the other is our ongoing classes that are instructed. For example, Nick's class, The Figure in Place, is something that he's offered already 2 5-week sessions on and is getting ready to offer a 3rd 5-week session on The Figure in Place. We do different classes across the year that are regular, more regular, and we're going to be adding more in the near future.
Well, there was a period of time when the old standards of art were out the window and drawing, among other things, got very little attention from many professionals, and that's no longer true. But Manifest Gallery, I think, is an eloquent proponent of some of those neglected standards, and I'd like to hear from each of you about why drawing is important. You've kind of touched on that, but I think you could probably enlarge on it, Jason. But first, Nick, why is it important to you?
Drawing for me is important because it's where I started. As a kid, I actually had dreams of being a hockey player. And one fateful night, I broke my leg in a hockey game, and that was my last time on the ice, at least, and all the gear and everything. From there, I kind of picked up a pencil naturally and started drawing, and I was very lucky that someone with an eye saw these childish drawings and saw something in them. From there, I started taking lessons and progressed through high school, and I went to college and drew throughout college. But I'll never forget, my first teacher told me when he first gave me a paintbrush, he said, "We're going to start painting now, but don't forget to keep drawing." And to this day, I remember that. And all the paintings that I do start with drawing. Every day when I go outside, the first thing I put in my back pocket is a little sketchbook that I bring around with me. So drawing's always there, and it's always been there. There's a strong tradition of it. I even think we call them cave paintings, but I think in a lot of ways they're the first drawings that we have. And through the Renaissance, drawing was such an important thing to practice. And then when we get into the 19th century, people like Ang and Degas are really pushing drawing to a place it's never been. Maybe in the 20th century it quieted down a bit, but we still have a lot of strong draftsmen. And today it's really great to see the potential of drawing, showing drawing, which Manifest does in the form of shows, exhibitions, and in print, and to be here and drawing within that culture and continuing that tradition is just so important to me.
Do you have anything to add to that, Jason?
Nick touched on the fact that it goes back to his childhood, but we all started out drawing. Almost everybody you could talk to says, "I drew as a child." And somehow it gets taught out of you. And yet drawing, I think, both as a professor and as an artist and as a parent, I've seen that drawing is incontrovertibly linked to thinking. Artists draw as a process of thinking. Drawing is also, for us, at least drawing from observation, which is a lot of what we focus on at the Drawing Center, is about seeing. And as a teacher, I've seen how people who are taught how to draw effectively learn how to see the world in completely new ways. It affects the way they do everything they do because they now see more clearly, more focused, and more acutely. So we believe that drawing is, in a sense, a way of practicing philosophy. It is a way of being in the world, and it helps tune that in the person who practices it rigorously and diligently. And so we believe in that. It's not just about making pictures. It's about exploring your world and understanding yourself and developing a keen vision.
We might mention that while the Drawing Center itself is in Madisonville, Manifest Gallery is on Woodburn Avenue, a block or two south of St. Francis de Sales Corner. Thanks so much, Jason and Nick, for coming in to talk with us about the Drawing Center.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
We've been talking with Jason Franz, director of Manifest Gallery, and Nick Mancini, current artist in residence. For more information, cwvxu.org.